You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Riyad Mahrez to score and Leicester to win in 90 is 10-1. Theo Walcott to score and Arsenal to win is in the betting at 3-1. Lee, we've seen it before, we've mentioned it on the podcast. Arsenal a little bit naive against Diego Costa and Chelsea in the Premier League last week, and they'll have to be on their mettle against this Leicester City side, who have come from behind to grab at least a point in their last four Premier League matches. So if you're looking for that bet, of course, you can have Leicester to come from behind and win or draw, which is a big price. And Arsenal haven't been clinical enough, have they? They've missed too many chances this season so far.
Yeah, agreed. You know, and I've been banging on this Alexis Sanchez drum for a while, but I mean, sooner or later he's going to, you know, I think he could grab a couple somewhere. In this match, he's 6-5 to score at any time. You know, he's one of my favourite players in the Premier League, but he's just not finding the back of the net enough for me. This may be the game where they open up. I mean, you know, every week in the media love the Tinker Man, as they used to call him, don't they? Every week we get a different story about how he's trying to get his team to get a clean sheet. First it was he was offering him a tenner, then it was offering him a pizza. Like, jeez. I mean, Five Live wouldn't stop. Oh, they won't be getting the pizza now. They let a goal in. It's like, jeez. But, I mean, it's almost like a bit of a joke. And you wonder if it's a joke on the training field as well. I don't see them keeping a clean sheet here. But I do see them scoring, to be honest with you. And I think Arsenal will win the game. I think it might be a bit of a topsy-turvy game. And we've seen some crackers, haven't we? 4-2 against Sunderland. 1-1 against Tottenham. 3-2 against Villa. The 2-1 win against West Ham in the League Cup. I mean, the over 2.5 is an absolute banker in Leicester games for me at the minute, especially at home. The crowd's absolutely buoyant before the match. The players come out and they have a right go, and fair play to them. Can't have the over 2.5 at 6-10. Can't have the both teams to score at 4-7. So I'll play Arsenal to win and both teams to score, I think, at 23-10. I like that. I can see Leicester getting on the score sheet here.
Yeah, if you do like that Leicester bet that has landed the last four matches, it's 11-2 for Leicester to come from behind to grab at least a point or get the win against Arsenal. How do you see this, Derek?
Well, I mean, Arsenal will go down on a lot of coupons because for the first weekend in a long time, you've got Arsenal, Chelsea and Man City all at backable prices, you know, all hovering just below the even money mark,
yep.
Really. So Arsenal will figure large, but they'd be a team I'd leave out, you know. Lee mentioned earlier on in the bulletin the Champions League looming on the horizon, and they need the result in that more than anyone. And I'm just still not convinced by them, to be honest. I'm really not. Both teams to score looks an absolute no-brainer,
yeah.
But it's 4-7, and you just can't touch that. I've written Leicester off every week, and they keep coming back at me. Sooner or later, their bubble's going to burst, but I just got a sneaking feeling it might be a good time to play against Arsenal. They've had some tough fixtures recently, Chelsea, Tottenham, they've got a Champions League game next week. I just can't have them, really. You know what? I'm going to give Leicester a go here. I don't think I've backed them all season long, but I'm going to go. I know the Tinkerman rotates as well, his formation, but Arsene Wenger's rotating his wives now.
I saw that, yeah. He doesn't do bad, does he, Wenger?
No.
What about the girl who he's friends with that was in the papers? Was she a rapper or something?
Yeah.
He's doing all right there, hasn't he? She obviously doesn't mind a coat. Does she? I saw that video again this week of him trying to get his hand in the pocket when his zip's done up. Yeah. He can't figure out that the zip's done up. He's like, he's just a dork.
On that rapper now.
He's just a dork, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's an old-fashioned 90s dork.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go for Leicester. I've got a sneaking feeling that it's a little bit overpriced here. A side in great form, riding high in the league. I know they're not going to finish there, but they are in great form, scoring goals for fun. Against a side that's definitely beatable. They're at home and they're 3-1 almost. That'll do me.
Two things that I forgot to mention. One is that I think Derek likes the both teams to score. I like the over 2.5. You can pair them up and have 17-20 for yes and over yes to both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. The other thing I wanted to mention very quickly was the wonderfully named Joe Dodu.
Or Joe Dodu.
Dodu.
Yeah.
Joe Dodu. Again, a headline writer's dream. Yeah.
What does he wear on his back, number two?
Very nice. Very nice.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.